Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
Happy mid-October. Houses are already dressed in preparation for Halloween. I'm Tony Tucker here to preview this week's feature on our website and online magazine, Berkshire Style. 310 years of history gave the creators of Litchfield's newest boutique hotel plenty of material to choose from when designing the elegant Belden House and Mews that now graces North Main Street in Litchfield. A look at this new elegant hotel and restaurant. In hopes you're staying safe and happy, we've some entertainment suggestions. Kitchen Chi, Love, Eat, Heal. Join Carol Murko of Love, Eat, Heal for a soul-nourishing autumn Kitchen Chi workshop. Murko will guide you through Qigong practices to open the lungs, deepen breath, and support emotional relief. Join her in the kitchen to prepare a seasonal healing menu designed to strengthen lung chi and offer warmth from the inside out. Celebrate the gifts of autumn through mindful movement, intentional breathing, and nourishing food, each step helping you to reconnect with clarity, balance, and letting go. At the Berkshire Botanical Garden in Stockbridge. Be the poem, living beyond our fears. Join multidisciplinary artist and former New York Dutchess County Poet Laureate Gold for an evening filled with poetry, music, and conversation. Poet Gold invites us to look deeply at our fears in order to connect to the small joys. Gold's recent book, Be the Poem, Living Beyond Our Fears, encourages individuals to live life as if they are living a poem with intention, purpose, and gratitude. A book signing with copies are available at the Millbrook Library. Sunset Beaver Watch, food caching season. The beavers of Pleasant Valley Wildlife Sanctuary are hard at work preparing for the winter by stockpiling food and maintaining their ponds. Take an evening hike to the areas of the sanctuary with the most beaver activity. Even if you don't see any beavers, you'll learn how to make sense of beaver activity and how it has continued to shape Pleasant Valley since they were reintroduced to Massachusetts in the 1930s at Pleasant Valley Wildlife Sanctuary in Lenox. Warner Theater Food and Wine Tasting. Step behind the velvet curtain for an evening of fine wine, tasty bites, and a whole lot of charm at the Warner's Wine and Food Tasting in partnership with the Cork Fine Wine and Spirits. One of the Warner's biggest fundraisers, you'll be able to enjoy wine, spirits, local brews, and plates from some of the snazziest spots in town. Splurge for a VIP pass, giving you access to private pours, swanky eats, dreamy chocolates, and toe-tapping tunes in the VIP room at the Warner Theater in Torrington. Exit Wounds, a story of love, loss, and worship. Enjoy this conversation with author Peter Godwin and New York Times travel editor Amy Worship, celebrating the release of Godwin's new book, Exit Wounds, a story of love, loss, and occasional wars. Full of humor, grief, and beauty, this new memoir was written and set partially in Salisbury, where Godwin and his family had a weekend home. Peter, traveling back and forth between his dying mother in London and his own family in New York and Salisbury, reflects on his childhood in Zimbabwe, his conscription into the army, his years as a war journalist, and his illustrious and defiant forebearers at the Scoville Memorial Library in Salisbury. Our favorite thing, the Kent Chamber of Commerce will hold its 49th annual Pumpkin Run, the town's largest one-day community event, at noon on Sunday, with 5 spooky miles of tradition, fun, and community spirit. Runners are encouraged to demonstrate their creativity by wearing costumes. Berkshire Kitchen, pumpkin seed toffee, a recipe for the upcoming Halloween celebration. It's not for children to prepare without supervision, but is simple to accomplish. All you will need is a candy thermometer or a digital instant read one with the maximum of at least 300 Fahrenheit degrees. Out on a limb, Catherine's take on grocery packaging and its limitations. Modern retailing works against the consumer by putting the items we need in packages that force us to buy 2, 3, 4 or more times the amount we need. She has now started to buy 1 or 2 loose potatoes or onions at a time. But what does she do when she needs 2 stalks of celery for a recipe? Inner elegance, limited resources. Never forget that above all, you are the greatest resource. Creativity, communication, ingenuity, the courage to imagine possibilities, and the fortitude to try are hallmarks of the human condition. When you work with what you have to help others by sharing time, energy, knowledge, skills, and experience, you become a priceless resource. History Lens, our monthly photo. Students at the Old Canaan Center School on Granite Avenue in North Canaan enjoy a Halloween parade around the playground behind the school in the early 1950s. The two-story wood frame school was built in 1877 and enlarged several times over the 79 years it served the town. Our site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone, computer, or tablet. We're an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. Wishing you a wonderful week, I'm Tony Tucker of Berkshire Style.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.